You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. A couple of events to look forward to this week. A pretty big one as well in the shape of the DP World Tour Championship. We also have the RSM Classic. And joining me, Mark Walton, in the studio is William Hill Golf Podcast regular Dave Tindall. And a man in fine form as well. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes, went well last week, you could say.
Yes, congratulations. Brandon Grace winning the Ned Bank at 16-1, which is not bad at all.
No, it wasn't a sort of rocket science pick. It was he's South African. It was held in South Africa. He was playing quite well and he won.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's that simple with golf. You know, the other sports think, oh, 16-1, how did that happen? But in golf, obviously,
yeah,
there's a lot of logic to that pick. And yeah, he played really well, got over the line, and that was a nice one.
I feel you've been slightly modest there than more modest there than you need to be. You've been on a real run from what I've heard as well. You've been pulling out big price winners.
Sort of, I think you know yourself, if you have a few winners, you tend to get them in clusters, don't you? I think maybe you don't even think clearer when you've had a few winners.
Yeah.
Just the way betting goes, isn't it? Hopefully we can keep it going.
Yes. Strong opinions this week without giving it away?
Yes, I would say so. I'd go that side of strong.
Good, that's what we want to hear. Right, let's talk about this week then. Hopefully we can build on that 16-1 winner from last week. We'll start with a big tournament, which is the DP World Tour Championship. This is in Dubai. It's the climax of the European Tour Race to Dubai. It's contested at the Earth course. When we find other planets and such, this will be the course for all of Earth.
That's right, yes.
I'm talking nonsense, of course.
I always hope there'd be one there called the wind course and the fire course.
That would work, wouldn't it? $8 million, the prize fund, first held in 2009, replacing the Order of Merit, of course. So tell us a bit about the tournament, how it's developed from there.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's the one they want to get to. It's the top 60 on the money list or the points list who get there, and that's... You'll see them talking from quite a way out. I want to get into that final 60 that get through to Dubai. It's kind of seen as the kind of, you know, it's the big climax of the season, similar to in America where they have the Tour Championship, although that's just the final 30. So all those around, you know, just outside the 60th place, 70th, have been jockeying for position, trying to get into this week's field. Because obviously there's a lot of money to be made.
There is plenty of money on offer. It's a good tournament, isn't it? Top 60 in the world. It's what you want to see, really, or top 60 on the points list. What do you make of the course itself? Par 72, 7,675 yards.
Yeah,
seems to be some pretty low scores there in recent years as well.
Yeah, in theory, it's a massive course. And of course, if you or I played there, we're thinking, good grief, this is ridiculously long. But
speak for yourself, haven't
you? You smash it 300 yards off the tee regularly.
Yes.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
Yes, even though... You'd think our big hitters would be suited. You got Matthew Fitzpatrick obviously winning it. He's not a big hitter. And other guys who don't smash it have done well there before. So it's just a course where if you're playing well, it kind of rewards good golf. So it sounds a basic thing to say. But if you're not on it, it'll catch you out. There's a lot of water hazards that can catch you out. But if you're playing well, yeah, you can shoot the birdies and the odd eagle as well. So it's going to be interesting because obviously we've had Tommy Fleetwood at the top of the race to Dubai for a long time. And it seemed this might be a bit of a victory lap, but Justin Rose, with those two recent wins, has really closed up on him, and Garcia could even catch him as well. So Tommy Fleetwood had a fantastic year, but can he get over the line?
Well, that's what you're here to tell us.
Yes.
Justin Rose is the 6-1 favourite in the betting. John Rahm is 12-1, as is Sergio Garcia. Brandon Grace, 14s. Matthew Fitzpatrick is 16-1. Tyrrell Hatton, 16s as well. Tommy Fleetwood, 20s. Francesco Molinari is 22-1. Victor de Buisson is 22s as well. And then 25-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. We'll talk about the front end of the market in a little bit of detail. Justin Rose, 6-1. Should he be that much shorter than the rest of the field here?
I don't think so. It's very much a reflection of his two recent wins, but it's hard to win back-to-back. Never mind trying to get three. I know he's had the week off in between, but to win three in three, it's It's asking a lot for me. Is he twice the player as Sergio? Not for me. So I wouldn't be playing Rose at sixes.
All right, well, we'll move on to Sergio then. He's played down his chances here. I think he said he has a 2% chance. Well, he's 12-1 in the betting, so that price doesn't match up.
He's talking about winning the race to Dubai. So he's talking about winning not the tournament, the whole. So I think I've read this. You've got that. I've got the scenarios. Sergio has to win this week, and then he's got to hope Rose is outside the top four and Fleetwood outside the top 20.
Right.
So I think Sergio's saying, even if I win, to be European number one for the first time, I've got to rely on these other things. So that's his 2%. I hope he thinks he's got a better than 2% chance of winning, because I'm going to tip him at 12s.
Okay. Well, you think he'd give it everything.
Yeah.
The only thing he can do is win, isn't it?
Exactly. And maybe it's just better. He's better that he's chasing. Fleetwood's kind of got the target on his back, and everyone, and he's been carrying it for a while.
Mm.
And Sergio can just go there and think, right, I'm going to have a real shot at this and just see how the cards fall. I mean, I just think it's going to be his week. This has been an amazing year for Garcia. Obviously won the Masters, finally got that major in his pocket that he chased and desired for so long. And it all sort of started this fantastic season here in Dubai, where he won the Dubai Desert Classic earlier in the year. I think that paved the way for his victory. Danny Willett had won that tournament as well before winning the Masters. So it was kind of like a, you know, like the
stepping stone.
Yeah, like the sort of Dante used to be good for the Derby sort of thing, didn't it?
It's kind of a nice reference.
Yeah, he used to sort of be a tournament that marks your card. So Sergio, when he goes back there, I think he's going to be flooded with all these good memories. Obviously, we saw him on his last start as well. He went in Valderrama, where that was his home course. So he's got a recent win. He's got the memory of being in Dubai and winning and setting up this amazing year. And, okay, he's not won this tournament before, but and his record isn't absolutely stellar. But last year, he was the leader at halfway. I think it's close. I think he's close to having a big, big week there. And I think, given what's happened this year, I think it's going to be this week.
Okay.
So 12-1, Sergio. He's going to be my main pick.
Sergio, the main pick then, Sergio Garcia, in the DP World Tour Championship. Also at 12-1 in the betting there. We better mention John Rahm, crowned Rookie of the Year. He's had an unbelievable breakthrough season. This would be somewhere to cap it.
It would be, yeah. I suppose the thing with him, he's not got all the sort of form in the desert. It's his first start in the tournament, first start in the United Arab Emirates. So even though he can play well anywhere, there's a few kind of uncertainties around him. So should he be the same price as Sergio, given that? I think not. Right, I think he's just maybe dipped a little bit in recent weeks, so I could probably let him go at 12s.
Okay. 14s, Brandon Grace, Matthew Fitzpatrick, 16-1, the defending champion, and Tyrrell Hatton also 16s.
Yeah,
those three,
they've all got a chance, as well as Fitzpatrick. Grace and Hatton have got some great course form. It's just, I suppose if I'm picking Sergio at 12s, I don't really want another one around that price point. So I would look further down for my second pick.
Well, it's 20-1 bar those. I sense you're going to go a bit bigger than that price. Well, what's the second pick?
I'm going to jump down to 40s mark and go for Bernd Wiesberger. I just think that's a decent price on a player who does play really well in the desert. Last two starts in the United Arab Emirates. He was fourth in Abu Dhabi at the start of the year. Also fourth in this event 12 months ago. And you look at his other form in the desert, it's really quite good. Coming in off a tied 19th at the Nedbank last week, and he was tied 9th in the HSBC Champions in China. So he's got lots of good little bits without maybe having the blatant exposed form of everybody else. But I just think he might be able to sneak in at that price. Just to me, that 40 just sort of says each way price on it. Maybe I think one or two might pick him off, but as an each-way price, I think 40s is very good on a really classy player. 4th, 17th and 16th the last 3 years here. Really does like the course. I think he can give us a big run at 40s.
Okay, each-way angle then could be Bernd Wiesberger. It is, of course, a quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. So you'd get effectively 10-1 the place part of the bet if he just hits the frame. So,
which I think is nice.
Yeah. Anybody at huge odds? Any others at big prices that you
No, because like? I think it's quite, obviously this is the cream of the crop, so it is quite sort of top heavy, the field, and it's hard to sort of, you might get players who'll go well and finish eighth, but they'll be crowded out by all the classy players at the top. So I didn't really look too far down. But I think it will be a bit of a tear up between the a lot of the familiar names.
Okay, so let's just have a quick summary then. Summarise your selections and anything else you want to add before we move on to the next tournament.
Yeah, so I think Fleetwood will win the race to Dubai, but not win this week. I think he'll do enough this week to get it done. But for winning this tournament, I'm going to go a couple of points each way on Sergio Garcia at 12-1, just to sort of cap off a magical year for him. Whether it's good enough to win the race to Dubai, maybe not, but it'll still be an amazing week if he can win this. So he's my main pick, and then I'll also have a point each way on Bernd Wiesberger at 40s as my sort of each way runner.
All right, let's move on to the RSM Classic next. And the RSM Classic is it takes place in Georgia. It's been running since 2010. It takes place at the Sea Island Golf Club. There's two particular courses there: a par 70 for the Seaside course, and the Plantation course is a par 72, 7,005 yards and 7,058 yards respectively. The two distances, the length of the courses. Talk us through the course layout and such there before we get stuck into the betting.
Yeah, the giveaway is one of them is the Seaside course, so it's near the sea. And it's in Sea Island.
Right, okay.
They really are letting us know, aren't they, where it's at.
Yeah.
It's a funny part of the... It's all loads of golfers live there. It's become like the place for sort of hipster golfers to live. So absolutely loads of them have moved there. So sometimes they think, oh, well, he lives there, he'll have an advantage. But there's about 30 others who could as well. So it's not a course where you need to bomb it. I think it's just a course where you can get long hitters, short hitters, medium hitters playing well. I think you need to putt well. Looking at previous winners, it's people who've come in to the event putting well and played well in the recent weeks. Because even though we're still in this calendar year of 2017, it's kind of a new season in America. So some of them have put their clubs away. And I think Brant Snedeker's sort of coming back out after a huge break, so I wouldn't be rushing to back him at 25s. But others who've been playing some of these events in the fall, as they say in America, I think they've kept the engine running a bit, so those would be the ones I look at.
Okay. Brian Harman and Kevin Kistner, the joint favourites for this. Both of those are 16-1. Matt Kuchar is 20-1 with Webb Simpson. Bill Haas is 25-1. Brant Snedeker is 25s as well with Charles Howell and Chesson Hadley. Jamie Lovemark, I can't speak all of them. Jamie Lovemark is 25-1 as well, as is...
There you go.
Ollie Schneidians.
Oh. The hardest one, and you got it perfect.
I'm better under pressure. Patton Kizir is 25-1 as well, and 33s are bigger for the others. I see Celtic midfielder Scott Brown's having a go as well.
Yeah, he's another local.
Yeah, top end of the market, we've got joint favourites.
Yeah.
We've been through a few of the prices there. What do you make of it?
Yeah, Kevin Kistner has won this before, and there's lots of players who have got really good course form. So I'm going to go for one who... I can't work out why he hasn't got great course form, because he lives nearby and it's his sort of track.
Okay.
Zach Johnson at 33-1. He's missed his last three cuts. It just does not make sense. But when you can't think of a reason why, I just think it's a matter of time before he puts it right. He plays well. Obviously, he won our Open at St Andrews. Plays well in the wind, plays well by the sea. He can plot his way around. He knows the course inside out because it's local to him. I just don't see... I just at 1 year, he's going to just... I don't know what I was doing these last few years. I'm just going to... Maybe he just needs to get off to a fast start. Maybe previous years, not quite gone for him. But he's coming off a 64 in his final round that he played. So I think he's got a bit of momentum coming in this time. He's just a classy player. Normally, he would be around 16-1. So he's sort of double the price of what he could be. And that's because... You look at his course form, it's MC, 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 and you think it's not for him, but I think it is for him. It's just that it hasn't quite worked out.
Okay.
So even though I'm probably someone who does like course form, I think Dave's more of a current form person, Dave Kellner. I prefer current form this week. You look at two of the last four winners here, never even played the course. I don't think it's somewhere where you need, you know, encyclopedic knowledge of it. I think you've just got to get going early on and run with it. So 33-1, that to me, just, you know, when a price stands out, it's looking a bit, whoa, where's that? That doesn't look right.
Yeah.
So it's very much a price value play, I think.
All right.
Thinking that, looking at some of the players around him, he's better than them and he's a bigger price.
Yeah. Zach Johnson, then the price player for the RSM Classic. Any others you want to mention?
The other one I think is a big price. I think we might have cut him, but I'll still play him at 40, Siwoo Kim. Now, he won the Players' Championship at Sawgrass, which is one of the biggest events of the season, but would you know that? I think he's sort of under the radar. I don't know, maybe because he's not an American and he's not talked about a lot, and maybe he didn't really follow that win up with anything else particularly. And maybe a lot of Korean golfers maybe don't stand out because Kim is a very popular name, obviously. And we're thinking, well, what, you know, he's another that branch of good players. But he's something else, this kid. He's only like, I think he's 22. He's won the Players' Championship. He won the Wyndham Championship last year. Hmm. Now, if he was American, he'd be half that price. So I think 40-1 is a daft price. I mean, he came third last week as well. So he's had a few shoulder problems since he won at Sawgrass, but he's really, really come into some good form again. I think 40-1 is just too big given what is pretty an averagey field. And he's actually played this course before and come 18th, so he's even got some course form as well. So very much value plays, I think, based on what they've done in the past. You've got an Open winner at 33s, you've got a Players' Championship winner at 40s in a bad field, so I think they're value.
Mm. This was a bit of an American Players' benefit, wasn't it, until last year when Mackenzie Hughes won.
The Canadian, yes. Zach Johnson hopefully will get that going again, but let's have a South Korean as well going in there.
All right, good stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure, Dave.
Yeah, so those two, I'll go point each way, those two, Zach Johnson and Siwoo Kim.
Yeah. What was your point system for the other one, just in case anybody didn't catch it?
Yeah, so 2 points each way, Garcia at 12s, and a point each way, Bernd Wiesberger at 40s. I think the only other thing we normally do is who don't you want to win?
Yes, we'll have a go with that.
Yeah. I would say, oh, I think if Tommy Fleetwood won in Dubai, I'd think him, well, he went off at 20-1 and he's number one on the race to Dubai. It seems a bit of a, did I miss out there? But so that, yeah, he's the one who would, I would slightly flinch if he won. Okay. But I'm happy with the picks. Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked them.
Yeah, of course not. Well, good stuff. Hopefully, for your benefit, Tommy Fleetwood doesn't win. Anybody who backs him, hopefully, does. So I'm not really saying all that. I'm going to sit on the fence. But cheers, Dave. It's been a pleasure. Good luck and enjoy the golf this week.
Yeah, cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.